the default at this natural level of life is proprium. That's kind of the default. You know, what spiritual work involves is stepping back from that, recognizing that, stepping back. Because what the work is about having the form of the mind restructured. And that can only happen in an incremental way. It can't happen in a moment, as we know, because we would have no sense of life. So as we attend to what the word offers us as our work, the very structures of our mind begin to transform as the things of the word become the basis and center for our functioning, as opposed to the patterns and things that have been established through the love of self and the love of the world. And these are so subtle that we hardly can recognize them. But if we attend to the things we do recognize, then the word undertakes to build what's necessary within the mind, whereby the quality of the contact can be elevated. So every situation, every relationship, everything on a natural level of life is there to support us seeing what is operating. So every lower degree is provided in order to see the higher degree, or what is more interior, in a way that's able to be represented, and thereby we can then work with what's arising within our awareness. So getting an experiential differentiation just highlights the need for continually coming back to the word and practicing what the word offers us, because that's how these distinctions are able to be drawn. You know, the clarity that comes through praxis really does have an impact on the quality of our life and our ability to navigate things in a way where we're not so blind. That's a big ask, but that's what the word does. The word provides us with the seeing, and we experience the seeing of these distinctions as something that is as of self, but it's actually the word in us that does that seeing and is able to draw those sorts of distinctions. So it's about continually working, and what I get a sense of is how the Lord builds sensitivity or builds our spiritual senses. Like, it sort of puts a new meaning on the idea in the Psalms of, you know, the Lord knowing us in the womb, like as we're being knit together. Like, that's actually what's happening so far as our spiritual senses and capacities and functions are concerned. We are being created moment to moment in that respect. So our purpose of living this life at this level is so that the things that are more interior can be manifest. And so then we can do something, you know, we can operate from what the word offers or from ourself. That's the, you know, the perennial question that's before us every moment of every day. So it's not about overthinking it. That's the important thing. You know, it's about working with what the word offers us. That's what it always comes back to. Just stick with that, because that is the Lord. The word is the Lord. The teachings are the Lord. They are Aaron, and they come by our contact, by an external way. And as we take them up into the mind, then what is represented by Moses can connect with it. And that facilitates, you know, that influx that's represented by Jehovah speaking. And that's what the work is really about.